hi, you got Ryan Cole here with payments.com. I'm sitting with Keith Lambert and Ken Dickinson from Core Technologies. We're going to have a quick conversation surrounding their products, Courier, as well as Commerce Server, addressing enterprise data management, then a little bit of the e-commerce suite. Keith and Ken, talk to me a little bit about the Courier product and your take on enterprise data management, who you guys are serving, and kind of what that product's accomplishing out there in the ecosystem.
Okay, this is Ken. I'm going to go ahead and field that one. Primarily, we work with manufacturers, distributors. We're also in the healthcare industry, and we're particularly competent with the Universe and Unidata database environments, which is a multi-value database. But the challenges we see out there is getting data out of that business, that database is particularly challenging. So we have a specific tool, a Courier integrator, that can extract that data and move it out to a data warehouse. What we're finding, a lot of companies have disparate data sources. So maybe not just the Unidata Universe environment. They might have a SQL database, Access, Oracle. So we've expanded Courier so we can pull in data and aggregate the data from multiple disparate data sources and put it in a consolidated SQL warehouse for better analytics and business intelligence reporting.
Very interesting.
This is Keith. Just to add on to that, traditionally Courier integrator has been used in an extract, transform, load capacity. And in recent releases, we've added the ability to do integration from other systems to other systems. So we call that enterprise application integration. And as part of our extending the enterprise through integration model, so we're able to take data from, say, CRM systems and pull that back into other multi-value systems. So we can do inbound and outbound integration now. So the newer releases provide a lot of functionality, including RESTful Web Services, which gives unlimited capability for integration now. So we really have boosted the features of the product to be a middleware product, if you will.
Very cool. One of the questions I always like to ask, and, you know, I don't want to trip anyone up, but can you give me just an off-the-cuff example of how that data would be used in a business intelligence reporting role, the types of decisions which an executive group might require for the data that Courier pulls and sort of analyzes?
The typical use is to build executive dashboards and, you know, really understanding your customers, who's buying, where are they buying from, their purchasing habits to help guide the decisions of the business going forward. So oftentimes that there's a plethora of different reporting tools out there. Our Courier solution is agnostic to the reporting tool. So we can work with virtually all of them out there. So that whatever works for that company as far as what they're trying to achieve, the key and the main problem we're solving is getting very accurate data clean and into a repository from which they can report from.
Oh, very cool. So purchasing habits kind of leads us over, at least in my mind, to the e-commerce suite that you guys have out. Commerce Server is an alternative product from Core Technologies. Why don't you walk me through quickly, you know, what the suite entails? I understand we've got a storefront, consumer portal, also some mobile and e-commerce capabilities, but probably need, you know, a thorough background there.
Well, first I want to point out that Commerce Server is a standalone e-commerce platform that you can develop, you know, virtually any application that's going to help you serve your customers better. It does come with a storefront and a customer portal, and it has an API, an application programmer interface, so you can integrate it to the back office ERP. What we do typically for our customers is we use our Courier integrator solution to integrate their ERP system to the e-commerce solution. One of the challenges that our customers in e-commerce have is, as I mentioned before, they have disparate data sources, and the content for the products they're trying to sell might come from different places. Typically, manufacturers provide that information, or there's other third-party member services that collect that information, like images, product descriptions, different extended properties on the various products. Bringing that all in, we use Courier. We can grab that data from multiple data sources, and we centralize it into our SQL database. And what comes with Commerce Server is a product information management, so they can coordinate, put rich content out on the website. They're usually not the ones. Our customers are not the ones that are authoring that content. It comes directly from the manufacturer. So their challenge, as they represent multiple products, is to collect all that together, but then put it together in a nice e-commerce site.
Very cool. When you and I had caught up, you know, a moment or two ago, you'd mentioned a couple of the new areas that you're onboarding clients, that you're emerging into different areas. I was curious if you wanted to jump into that topic real quick.
What we really bring to the table, since our main for the e-commerce side, we're in a lot of industries for courier, but for e-commerce, we focus on manufacturing and distributing. And a traditional model is very reliant on a brick and mortar type of strategy where the manufacturer finds distributors trained geographically still and is reliant on brick and mortar stores. What we've seen is a lot more online vendors that are taking part of that market share. It's also becoming much easier to ship products. And even the manufacturers who usually protect the sales channels and sell to the distributors exclusively have started to sell to the big players like Amazon. So what's happened is really just become really thin margins for the distributors, and it's price wars out there. So what we do is we want the website to be more complementary to a brick and mortar, where a lot of times the distributor feels that it's a threat. The online is a threat to their brick and mortar business. We want to make those almost seamless so that you can use the web to drive traffic to the stores and use our e-commerce platform to develop services and capabilities to make it easy for their customers to do business with them. And they can have loyalty programs, coupons. We try and blend the B2B capabilities with the B2B or B2C experience. So these younger buyers that are used to buying online, you know, they can capture that market share that's starting to dwindle, if you would, because it's one curve, the online business is going up and the brick and mortar is going down. We want to try and find that nice intersection between those two worlds.
Yeah, and since we're discussing sort of where you see the ecosystem moving, why don't you give me an idea, you know, you give us a snapshot there. Where do you see us in 5 years, you know, with products like these and with perhaps the integration between online and brick and mortar?
You know, we'll continue to see some attrition in the number of brick and mortar stores going up. I think we'll see more of like an Apple store or a Microsoft store where it's a hands-on, maybe a training facility. I still think there's going to be a need, and today there's a huge advantage that brick and mortar has as far as the number of sales through brick and mortar still outpaces online. The trend is down, but they're still way ahead. But there is going to be a balance there where I think companies are going to have to be creative and not put a lot of capital into brick and mortar and rely more on technology, have virtual showcases there as opposed to having real showcase brick and mortar stores. And take advantage of some of the shipping options. I think it's some time before we're going to see a lot of drones delivering packages, but that's, you know, certainly in the future. So where it's going to settle, you know, it is going to be, one won't trump the other entirely. There is going to be some point where they find a happy balance between the two.
Oh, very interesting.
A couple of thoughts on there. And Ken mentioned the hybrid nature of Commerce Server, and it really is the audiences we're serving, you know, they span generations, of course, and as businesses evolve, you know, their employees evolve. And so the website that they manage, maintain, for their customers has to evolve as well. So we're writing software that makes the software for them easier to use, for administering their content, their pricing, making it easier for the non-technical people to get in and have a fully e-commerce website without knowing how to program is key these days. You need people that have design skills, but they don't know how to be a web developer. We're trying to make software that works for all those audiences. And then for the people that are buying their software, we know it splits between, I want to buy online, I want to buy in a store, I do both. I need to have that omni-channel approach. I need to be able to support both ways of buying, depending on my mood, my need, my timing. So we're trying to develop websites that serve all those audiences. So it's very B2B focused, but it has that B2C feel for their clients that are buying their software, whether it's from a distribution center, they pick up in store, or buy it fully online, you know, with coupons. We're trying to support really all their needs. So we have a unique approach, we feel, to that whole design of the software and the delivery and implementation of the whole solution.
Oh, very cool. Keith and Ken, you know, pleasure catching up today. Really appreciate you sharing your insights with our audience and looking forward to hearing more from Core Technologies in the future.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.